the bells on Christmas Day. Their old familiar carols play, and mild and sweet their songs repeat, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. Despair, I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I say, for hate is strong and mocks the song. But peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Share with me. Please, Mr. Scrooge. So I know when he even speaks to him.
Good Good day, Mr. Scrooge. God be with you. Nigel Williams, Reginald Harris, requesting just a moment of your time, sir.
Nigel, I know who you are. Why are you bothering me again?
Well, we're raising money for the poor in our community. We think everyone should have a nice Christmas.
No.
Well, you're a
smart businessman. Ebenezer, surely you of all people can appreciate the benefit of investing in our city's happiness. Please, sir, we simply want to help those in need, many of whom just need a place to stay.
And how does this help them? Are there no prisons? Are there no workhouses? I give plenty to fund those. Throw them in there to keep them warm through the night for all I care.
Most of those people would rather die than go there.
Then let them.
Merry Christmas, Uncle!
Ah, humbug.
Christmas a humbug, Uncle? Now, surely you don't mean that.
I do. What reason do you have to be merry? You're poor.
What right do you have to be miserable? You're rich.
You let me keep Christmas in my way, you keep Christmas in yours. Any good it's ever done you.
There are many blessed things in this world that are bigger than making money, Uncle. Christmas, that sacred day, is on that list. Christmas is the only time of the long year when people willingly open their hearts to one another. Christmas is about kindness, forgiveness, and charity. Now, I've never made a single shilling because of Christmas, but it has done me good. And it is a gift from God, and I say, God bless it.
Another sound from you, Mr. Cratchit, and you'll be fired.
Don't be angry, Uncle. Look, come and join me with dinner tomorrow. Bess and I want you to join us.
Oh, yes. You fell in love. Good afternoon.
Uncle, I want nothing from you, and I've asked nothing of you. All I want is our family to be together and to do and to celebrate what my mother, your sister, taught me to be important.
Good afternoon.
I'm sorry to find you so angry. I'll refrain from saying anything more. A Merry Christmas, Uncle.
Good afternoon.
And a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, sir.
Good afternoon. Mr. Cratchit, you may see yourself out, and you may have tomorrow off, as seems to be the custom in this city. But be here all the earlier on the 26th if you want to keep your job.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Scrooge. Thank you so much. I'll be here extra early, I promise. God bless you, sir. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Bah, humbug.
Ebenezer Scrooge clearly does not like Christmas. And that's because he's selfish, greedy, and a bitter old man who has no room in his heart for people or anyone else. In fact, he's everything that Christmas is not. Joyless, self-centered, and mean.
You know I can hear you over there.
Yes, I do. Now, why is he this way? I think perhaps it's because Mr. Scrooge has had a difficult past. He's empty and alone. Life and the choices he's made in life have taken their toll. Perhaps that's why the Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end of that way is death. And I think that's one of the first things that we can take away from this famous story, and that is this: our past does not have to define us. Ebenezer Scrooge lives only to make money. He has no time or patience for anything else, especially Christmas. But one Christmas Eve, he receives a wake-up call as he reconsiders his past, his present, and his future.
Oh,
Jacob Marley, 7 years now you've been gone. Yet, here I sit in your counting house with all your possessions and everything you left behind. What does it matter for you? You know, you were a good businessman, Jacob, but mankind was your business. You walked amongst the crowd, and I nary take a look to anyone. Oh, maybe my nephew was right about Christmas. Does this mean that you suffer most wherever you are? What chains tie you down in eternity?
Jacob Marley was a dear friend to Ebenezer. And on this Christmas Eve, thinking about Marley awakened a fresh perspective at his colorful and sometimes painful past.
Not even your father wants you, Ebenezer.
Yeah, you're gonna stay here another Christmas by yourself once again.
There I am. I remember those days. Life at school was miserable. Nary a soul would have me. They all hated me there. Even my father hated me.
Why are you sitting all alone, Ebenezer? Aren't you getting ready to come home?
Home? It's Christmas. I always stay here.
Home? Forever. Father says you can come home this year. He's been really kind lately and even said that you don't ever have to come back here to the school again.
Oh, my dear sister, how could I ever forget you? The biggest heart I ever knew. The only one that cared enough for me when nobody else would. You indeed were a woman of grace, for you knew a love that I haven't even known. And Fred is the best of you, though you've been gone all of these years. Oh, I wish I could say something to that little girl that was on the street and comfort her the way my sister comforted me. Oh, Fezziwig, bless his heart, he apprenticed me there. Look at us working hard. Yes.
Yo-ho, Ebenezer, Dick, my boys. No more work tonight. It's Christmas Eve, so let's put the shutters up. Let's get this area cleaned up. We have a celebration to put on.
What a good, good man. Yes, indeed.
Ebenezer, remember, it's no small matter to make these folks full of gratitude. It only costs a few pounds, and it gives them great happiness, a happiness worth even a fortune. So remember, it's not the money, it's the spirit behind the gift that can change people.
You know, Fred is right. Goodness, it ought to be shared. Oh, I wish I could say a word or two to my clerk right now.
What's the matter, my dear Belle?
Don't you see it? Tonight, all those people,
What mattered most to everyone out there tonight was the person they were with. I want you to love me like that, and you don't have my heart anymore.
What do you mean I don't have your heart anymore?
I matter little to you, very little, at least not anymore. You only care about your money. You and Marley, it's all about worshiping wealth.
I've been doing my best to keep us out of trouble, to prepare us for our future.
You fear the world too much. All your hopes have been replaced by a desire for money. Anything noble about you has been falling off, one piece at a time.
Have I not been the same towards you?
You've changed. When we became engaged, you were a different person.
I was young. I've grown so much wiser since then.
Have you?
Yes.
Do you even hear what you say? What about the things that drew us together? Now those things don't matter to you anymore. In words, no. But you have changed. There is nothing now that gives my love any value to you. Profit and money are more irresistible. You hold the weight of it against anything. And I'm not even considered. One day, you'll come to regret these choices you've made. One day, I believe you'll even repent. So I release you with a full heart and out of love for the man you once were. May you be happy with the choices you've made.
Stop it. Stop it. I don't want to see it anymore. I can't bear it.
I think all of us have experienced loneliness and rejection at some point in our lives. All of us know what it's like to make bad choices and experience the consequences. And I wonder what it would look like if each of us had a video of some scenes of our past, things that we didn't like, choices that were poor, relationships that were broken, regrets that we have. Christmas reminds us that our past doesn't have to define us, that there is hope through God's Son, Jesus Christ, through His grace. You see, the Christmas story is simple, but it's very powerful. The angel said, "I bring you good news of great joy, which will be to all people, that a virgin shall have a child, and they will call him Jesus, and he will save the people from their sins, including the past. And they'll call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. And I think that means that we don't have to live with the pain of the past, with our regrets or poor choices that we've made. Christmas means that forgiveness is possible, burdens are lifted, and past sins are washed clean. It's the greatest story ever told. All of our hurts, all of our sorrows, our rejection, our broken relationships, they can find healing today in the truth of just that one verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That's Christmas. That's the hope of Christmas, that God gives second chances. And our past, it doesn't have to define who we are. So on this life-changing night for Mr. Scrooge, first he takes a look at his painful past, and now he gets an unfiltered view of the present, and it's not good. And it's a reminder of the second takeaway of this famous story, and that is your present can be different. As you can see, Mr. Scrooge is reconsidering what really matters most in life.
Where is Martha? Is Martha home yet?
I just walked in. Oh, finally home.
Oh, bless you, Martha. Why are you so late?
We had so much work to do last night, and it took all morning, too.
Oh, no.
But it looks like Father's coming. Oh. He's carrying Tiny Tim.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear. Has Martha made it home yet?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, Martha. I sure hope we can make this a special day. There just isn't the money this year.
I know, Father. My work isn't much help either. But we have each other, right? That's what you always taught us.
Oh, my sweet Martha. God bless you for your wisdom. A very Merry Christmas, my dear family. God bless us.
God bless us.
God bless us, everyone.
Scrooge?
Mom?
Let's toast Mr. Scrooge, the founder of the feast.
Founder of the feast, indeed. I wish I had him here right now. I'd give him a piece of my mind to feast upon, and he'd better have a good appetite for it, too.
My dear, the children, Christmas.
Yes, and that is why we toast such an odious, stingy, hard, unfilling man as Mr. Scrooge.
My dear, Christmas.
Yes, you're right. This day is not about us. Long live to him. May he be very merry and very happy. I have no doubt.
Even without money, they'll still have a wonderful Christmas. Oh, what can be done?
How does this help them? Are there no prisons? Are there no workhouses? I give plenty to fund those. Throw them in there for the night to keep them warm for all I care.
If I could only have another chance. Oh. I know that voice.
He called Christmas a humbug. As long as I've lived, he probably believed it too.
Shame on him, Fred. It's not even funny.
Oh, I suppose he is a comical old fellow, and not even as pleasant as he seems on the surface. However, his offenses carry their own punishment, and I have nothing to say against him.
I'm sure he's very rich, Fred. Well, at least you always say he is.
And what does that matter, Bess? His wealth is of no use to him. He doesn't even make himself comfortable. He doesn't do any good with it. It's not like anyone else is going to benefit from it.
Well, I have no patience for him.
Oh, I do. I am sorry for him. I couldn't be angry with him even if I've tried. You know who suffers the most from his whims? Himself. Always. He misses out on all of the pleasant moments. Moments that would do him good. That's the consequences of his choices. I pity him. I give him the same chance year after year. I invite him year after year, no matter what happens, whether he deserves it or not. A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to the old man, wherever he is. He may never take it from me himself, but may God give it to him nevertheless.
Fred, you are far richer than I ever will be. Your spirit is wealthier than all the gold in the world.
Scrooge experiences an unfiltered view of the present reality. And it's not a very good picture. He is despised by many people. The life that he's now living is meaningless and empty. He has money, but he begins to realize that money can't fill the hole in his heart. there's something missing in his life. Something big, and something has to change. And that's the second lesson that we can take away from this famous story, and that is our present can be different. Scrooge takes comfort in the fact that he is loved by some in spite of his unlovableness. And if he too would welcome love, God's love, into his life, then his life could be different as well. His relationships could be different. After all, the story of Christmas is the story of the one who left the glory of heaven to come to be born in a humble manger, who came to serve, not to be served, who came to love us. That's the promise of Christmas. This humble king came to an imperfect world and loved us anyway, and he loved us perfectly. So after looking back through his past and now seeing the reality of the present, Ebenezer Scrooge is now confronted with the future. What will happen to him? What will come of him when he dies? And that's the third lesson from this famous story, and that is your future is not yet determined. There is an exit ramp from the road you are currently traveling, if only you will take God's offer of grace and change direction. As Fred said just moments ago, Mr. Scrooge's actions, as all of our actions, will have their own consequences in this life and in eternity.
Is there anything you'd like to say, Fred?
No, Father. I just wish my words would have made a difference.
What do you mean?
My uncle never opened his heart. He never listened to anything I had to say. And now he's dead. And I'm afraid he's facing the same fate as his partner, Mr. Marley.
Well, is there anything we can do to help you now that he's gone?
No. All of his belongings, they're gone. His maid and his businessmen cleaned everything out. Not even the curtains were left on the windows. And he couldn't take any of this with him, whatever he's facing in eternity.
Surely this can't be. Is this is what, what's supposed to become of me? And wait, there's no one there to even mourn my death.
Does all this mean you suffer most wherever you are? What chains tie you down in eternity?
Oh, there's got to be another way, another chance. By God's good grace, there has to be another way.
Facing the future was a terrifying experience for Ebenezer. He didn't want what he saw to come true, but he knew that it would if things didn't change. So this is the pivotal moment in Ebenezer's life. He now understands who he is. A heartless miser. A self-centered person. No one wants to have anything to do with him. No kind word is spoken for him. And all that he's worked for will be handed on to others. Looted. Even the curtains from his bed. And no one would be at his funeral. No one would even care that he died. He would die miserable. Alone. This is his future if he continues on the path that he is now. But on this night, Scrooge is given a second chance at life and embraces it. Because that's the promise of Christmas, that there is a yet to come, that your future is not yet determined. God can change your life today, right now. Your path can change, which means your future can change. We can learn from our past, repent of our ways, and embrace the Christ of Christmas who changes us. Who doesn't want to inscribe our name on a tombstone, he wants to inscribe our name in the Lamb's Book of Life. He says in Jeremiah 29:11 that God's plan for us is to give us a hope and a future. God can and will give you a new future if you'll trust Him, if you'll surrender your life to Him, because there is no one who is beyond hope. The gift of Jesus is for everyone, even you, Mr. Scrooge.
But I surely have done more evil in one night than most men in a lifetime.
That's why it's called grace. And no one can outrun the amazing grace of God, Mr. Scrooge, even you.
Can I start over even now?
Yes, you can. Jesus came to give us second chances, new beginnings. God loves us so much, He loves you so much, Ebenezer, that He sent His Son to die for the sins that you committed. Also that you could be His son, a member of His family. That's what Christmas is all about. Jesus came so that we could be part of God's family.
But what if He rejects me? What if God rejects me like my father did?
Here's the good news. God is a good father. He loves you unconditionally. Your father may have rejected you. Other people may have rejected you. But God never will. We may not always understand why things happen to us, especially the hurtful things. But the love of God is powerful and forever. And in His love, He can heal the wounds that are in your heart. You don't have to live with what happened to you. Because when you choose to follow Jesus Christ, you choose His peace. You choose His love. You choose His power. And He changes you. It also means that your present can be different. You don't have to live just for yourself. God created you to be a blessing to other people, to serve other people. And after all, that's what a disciple of Jesus really is. The goal is to emulate Jesus, to become like Him, to serve like Him, to love others like Him, to be generous like Him. And it's not about politics or culture. It's just about following Jesus.
But I don't know if I have the strength to turn to Jesus. I don't know if I have the strength.
But you do, Mr. Scrooge. And here's the good news. God will give you the strength to take a step toward Him. And the good news of the gospel is this. If I take a step toward God, He will take a step toward me. And if you'll trust Him and surrender your life to Him, your life can change. And God will meet you right where you are.
I will honor Christ in my heart, and I will try my best to serve Him all the days of my life. And I will not forsake the lessons that I have learned tonight from my past, from my present, that my future may be different. Amen.
Amen.
Child, child, what day is it?
Who, me?
Well, yes, you. Who else is there? What day is it?
Sir, it's Christmas, don't you know?
Well, what wonderful news. I haven't missed it. Merry Christmas.
Yes, sir. Merry Christmas.
Can you do something for me? If I give you a couple pounds, would you go buy a very large turkey and then help me deliver it?
Yes, sir. For a few pence, I will do that.
Wonderful. And I'll let you keep what's left over once you arrive back with the meal.
Thank you, sir. Merry Christmas.
Oh, what wonderful news. I'll take that turkey to Mr. Cratchit and his family. And that way, they can have a feast fit for a man as good as he. Oh, Merry Christmas.
Mr. Scrooge?
Yes, that is my name.
I'm afraid it might be a little unpleasant to you, but forgive me for before.
Lord, bless me. Ebenezer, are you serious?
Yes, and not a cent less. Consider it back payment for the many years I should have given to you.
Come, Reginald. Ebenezer has just funded our efforts for the entire year.
God bless you, Mr. Scrooge.
May I help you, sir?
Yes, is your master at home?
Yes, sir. He's in the dining room with the mistress. I can take you there if you please.
Thanks. I'll see myself in. He knows who I am.
But, sir...
Merry Christmas, my nephew!
Uncle! Merry Christmas!
Mr. Well, Scrooge, It's really nice that you're here.
Merry Christmas, my dear. Merry Christmas. Well, listen, I thought I'd come and spend the day with you. You were right, nephew. This is what is important on this wonderful day. You know, my sister, she would want me to be here with you today.
Yes, sir. Have a seat.
Thank you.
Ebenezer Scrooge has made a significant choice by surrendering his life to Jesus Christ, which means his past no longer defines him. He's no longer bitter or angry because God has healed his heart. He has experienced a profound transformation, but it's also changed his present because now he's free to enjoy all of the good things that God has given to him. He hadn't seen them as blessings before, but now he does. See, the fact is, when we choose Jesus, it changes how we see things, and it changes how we act. Because when we choose Jesus Christ, we choose his love, his peace, his joy, and when he becomes part of our life, those things do as well. Now, that doesn't mean that everything changes overnight, but God does want to change our hearts. He wants us to love people more. He wants us to bring joy to others and live in peace with other people, no matter what the circumstances come our way. So as you can see, there is a change in Mr. Scrooge. In fact, he spent almost the entirety of Christmas Day with Fred and Bess. He enjoyed their company, and they enjoyed his. But the story's not quite over yet.
Well, I'm sorry for the trouble, my nephew, but there's one more place I need to go.
Must you go right now?
Yes, just for a little bit. There's somebody else I need to see. But you know, before I go, let's sing.
Oh, wait. Sing?
Why, yes. Let's sing that blessed hymn by Handel. Yeah, I think you know the tune. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, Uncle. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Scrooge, I have your turkey.
Wonderful, wonderful, my dear child. Let's go deliver it to the Cratchit household. Come along. Mr. Cratchit!
Oh, my, Mr. Scrooge. I'm so sorry. Is something wrong with the office, sir?
Bob Cratchit, I cannot tolerate this anymore. Enough is enough.
I'm so sorry, sir. What have I done?
You're going to have a Merry Christmas, Bob. A merrier Christmas than I have given you in a long time. You know, I'm going to give you a raise. And I'm going to help your family.
But, Mr. Scrooge, I...
We'll talk about the particulars tomorrow over a warm bowl of soup. So, when you come in the morning, make those coals extra hot.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Scrooge. Thank you so much. It's so wonderfully kind of you, sir. I don't know what to say. I can't believe it.
Well, believe it, Mr. Cratchit. As the Lord gave at Christmas, so shall I. Now, I think you should let me in. I have something else for you.
Oh, yes, sir.
Put it there, child.
Hello, Mr. Scrooge. To what do we owe the honor?
Yeah. Mr. Scrooge brought us a turkey.
Would you look at that?
Oh, my, Mr. Scrooge, this is just too much. How can we thank you?
Let me dine with you.
You want to dine with us?
Yes, absolutely.
We would be honored.
Gather around, everyone. Let us thank Mr. Scrooge and have a wonderful meal.
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to us, O Israel. Rejoice, rejoice.
Bow your heads and close your eyes. Lord Jesus, we thank you for Christmas. We thank you for coming to save us, to heal us, to give us hope. God, I pray for every man, every woman, every teenager, every child here today. God, we've come and there's some things in our past that we regret. Some choices that we've made, some hurts that are part of our lives, and Lord, we simply surrender them to you. You're the healer. Would you heal us? God, for the mistakes that we've made, would you forgive us? God, there are many of us today that we just don't like the way things are right now. Our present reality is just not what we thought it would be. So God, would you come into our lives, our reality. Would you make us different? Make me different, God. Help me to see things differently. Open my eyes, God, to see things the way you want me to see them. And God, our future. Lord, we want our future to be with you. We want our home to be in heaven. You said in your word that it's appointed unto man once to die. We can't avoid that. And so, God, we pray today that our future would be secure through Jesus Christ. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. If you're here this morning and you say, Pastor, this simple message that Jesus Christ can save and change my life, it hits home with me. Matter of fact, this message is for me. Perhaps you're here and the devil has really beaten you up about your past and constantly reminding you of the mistakes that you've made. And once again, you just need to bring it to the cross and ask God forgiveness. He'll forgive you. If you're not following Christ today, if you're not serving, maybe you're like Scrooge. Maybe you are all about money and jobs and getting ahead and success, but you're finding that that leaves you empty and that really doesn't matter. Maybe when you consider the future, you recognize that you don't have hope. Or maybe the path that you're on right now is headed for heartache and pain and destruction. Well, God gives us an opportunity to change direction. That's what repentance is, a change of heart, mind, and direction. So if you're here today, you say, Pastor, I need to get things right with God. What we enacted on this stage today with Scrooge surrendering his heart to Jesus, you can do that right now. December 2019 can be a new beginning for everyone if you'll trust him, if you'll follow him. If that's you, I'd like to lead you in a very simple prayer. The first step of faith is a confession of faith that Jesus Christ is the Lord of your life. If that's you, I'd like to lead you in this prayer. Others around, if you'd like to encourage those around you to pray this prayer with them. But with heads bowed, let's pray together. Would you say, Dear Jesus, thank you for forgiving my past. I've made mistakes. I've sinned. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you for changing my present and giving me hope and peace. And please give me a new future, because I repent and I choose to follow you every day of my life. I trust in the cross and resurrection of Jesus to save me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Would you give God praise for the gospel of Jesus Christ? Amen. The greatest story ever told. Amen. Amen. All right. Now, if you're here and the message has spoken to you, and perhaps you're one of those that are making a decision to follow Christ either for the first time or for the first time in a long time, let me encourage you to take the next step in just a few minutes when this service is over at our red information tent in the hub. There is a place we'd like you to go, and we'd like to give you a Bible, give you some resources to help you on this journey of following Jesus. So if you do that after the service, we would be most grateful. Most of all, we want to invite you to be part of a spiritual family. That's what the church is. The church is not just a place you come to once a week or a few times a year. The church is a family of people who are following Jesus together. Can I hear a good amen? And so I want to encourage you, if you're not already part of a church family, be part of this one. We'd love to help you as you grow in your relationship with God. One more time, give God praise for every person that took a step of following Christ today. Amen. Awesome. All right, we're going to sing some carols and light some candles here in just a minute. But before we do, our ushers are going to come, and we're going to receive God's tithes in our offering today. So thank you for those of you that have already given online. We appreciate your generosity. Want to say to those of you that are our guests, you are under no obligation whatsoever to participate in the offering today. This message, this service is our gift to you. And the only thing that we would ask is we'd love for you to come back next Sunday and the Sunday after that. It'd be great for you to do that. Go ahead, ushers, go ahead and come. And everybody's going to prepare to give today. I do want to make mention while you're preparing to give that a couple weeks ago we received our year-end Christmas offering. And if you'd like to contribute to that, you can contribute up until December 31st. And so thank you for those of you that gave in the Christmas offering. We'll be announcing the totals of that on the first Sunday of January. All right, God bless you. Go ahead, guys. Receive the offering today. All right. Hey, while we're receiving the offering, I'd like to invite the cast to come back. And would you join me in just saying great job to all of these men and women who have... Ebenezer Scrooge, everybody. Awesome. All right. As we shared with you earlier, these are all people who go to this church. I don't think any of them are professional actors. They just said yes when the opportunity came.
And so we appreciate the time and the effort. And I'm not sure where Andrew is. There he is in the back. He's the guy who wrote this script, who made it all happen. Would you everybody turn and say congratulations, Andrew? Wave your hand, amen. Great job. Great job. Thank you so much. All right. If you'd stand, we're going to sing some Christmas carols and light our candles and reflect on the goodness of God at Christmas.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul. His power.
Thank you all for being here today and sharing Christmas with us. Our prayer in the new year is that it will be filled with peace, with joy, and with victory. Amen. So may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. We bless you in Jesus' name. And as Tiny Tim would say,
God bless us, everyone.
Merry Christmas, everybody. We love you.